You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and here with me is Kathleen Harper from the Juno Arts and Humanities Council, here to give us our first Friday roundup. Hi, Kathleen.
Hello. Thank you so much, Shelley.
Yeah, thanks for being here. This is your first time doing the first Friday roundup, so we'll be gentle on you. I know that everybody's excited about the weather and that the weekend is fast approaching and that the weather is just, you know, it's just never raining again. So that's really exciting. So tell us all about what is going to be happening when people are out and about on First Friday.
All right. Well, we've got a great lineup of different things for people to do. And I would say a great strategy for this weekend, with it being as sunny as it's going to be, especially on Friday, would be to come on down to the Juno Arts and Culture Center as your first stop, because we have plenty of parking, which is always an issue with downtown. So you can stop on by first, get some good parking, and then walk in the beautiful sunshine to see some of the other offerings that are around and about town.
That's a great tip.
At the Juno, at the Jack this month, we have the SHI Juried Youth Art exhibit. So if you want to see some really awesome art by some middle school and high school students, this is the exhibit for you. It's going to be pretty awesome. And this is the opening for that. And that'll, of course, be running through the month and in conjunction with Celebration, which is really exciting. There's about 20 different pieces by 15 different students. So it'll be a really awesome thing to come check out.
Now, have you seen it yet, Kathleen?
I've seen pieces of it, and it's pretty amazing. So there's some pretty cool stuff in there.
Great.
Just peek in briefly as they're getting it set up. So that's pretty exciting. And then here in the Auk Village District, there's a couple of other things that you can then also see. There's the quilt show that's running this weekend only at Centennial Hall. That happens every 2 years. So if you're really into quilts, this is the time to come and check it out. That's also a juried show, and it's free. So if you're worried about any kind of admission, just come on in and check it out. There'll be lots and lots of quilts to kind of check out and see in a bunch of different categories. It's always really cool to see what this town has in terms of like the quilting talent. It's amazing.
Yeah, I agree. Some quilts I've seen are just really blow you away. I mean, they're showstoppers.
It's true. It's an art form almost all in of itself.
Yeah.
So. Over at the State Alaska, the Alaska State Library and Archives, excuse me, they've also got some youth offerings, which is really cool. In conjunction with their Mug Up exhibit, they've had a youth mini film documentaries that have been put together over a week-long intensive, and those are from 6 to 7 only there at the State Museum Library Archives. So that's really cool too. So that's kind of what's going on in the Auk Village. And then down in the downtown area, we've got all sorts of things from a lot of our usual places. So SHI has its biannual Northwest Coast Juried Art Show for the non-youth. So I'm sure that will also be amazing. That's at the Nathan Jackson gallery there. And then also Lily Hope will be signing the new Baby Raven Reads book Celebration at the store.
the gift shop there. Yeah.
The gift shop there. And that's at 5:30.
Cool.
So that's also a really cool opportunity to see that as well. There's free yoga classes with Rainforest Yoga. There's three artists from Fairbanks who did the Grooning Cabin State Parks Artists in Residence Program that are going to be displaying their work at Annie Kale's. There's Patty Hutchinson Jopi is doing a exhibit at the Charming Jewelry, which is next to the Red Dog. Juno Artist Gallery always has an amazing array of different artists, and their featured artist this month is Rick, I'm going to butcher his last name.
You can do it. I have faith in you. What is it?
Zulric? And if I'm wrong, Rick, I'm sorry. But anyway, that looks pretty cool too. He's been going out and using his tablet as his canvas and paints basically in the wilderness to do really cool digital art. So
that sounds awesome.
There's also Chloe Kavanaugh at Barnaby Brewing Company, who's an LGBTQ Indigenous artist. So she's displaying her work there. That's a graphic art display. So there's all sorts of really cool things happening. There's a few more things that I haven't even gotten to. But you can find all of these things at JAHC website, jahc.org. And if you scroll down on the homepage, there's a First Friday events button that will click you. You can click over to, and it'll have all these different events on them, where they're at, the times that they're doing their things, and all that good stuff. So you can check it out on your phone or before you leave home to make your plan for where you're going to go and what you're going to check out. And we also post that on our social media on Friday. So if you check out the JAHC's social media accounts, you may be able to also find all the listings. We're no longer doing the printed version. So if you stop by the JAHC and look for our little folded printout, we've stopped doing that. We haven't been handing out as many since the pandemic. So we've gone fully digital, but it's all there. So yeah.
What a great list.
Yeah, there's lots and lots of things going. It's a great month to get out and see all these really cool things.
I know. This is almost as like packed as the December gallery walk, so it's pretty exciting. And I love that everyone's getting geared up for Celebration next week. So a lot of the stuff is sort of inspired by Celebration or here because of Celebration, so that is really exciting too. Is there anything on the list that you're particularly looking forward to?
You know, those things that are those biannual things that only come every 2 years. So the two Celebration exhibits, the one at the JAHC and the one at SHI, those are really special because you only get to see them every 2 years. And I would say the same about the quilt show. That only comes every 2 years. So definitely, I would say check those out, because once they're gone, you got to wait a while until you get them again.
That's cool. Don't miss your chance.
But there's lots of things to kind of fill an evening with here, with all the different stuff. And I'd also just a quick shout out, too, to anybody who's planning to do stuff for First Fridays. Don't forget that you can go onto our website at the jahc.org and you can post any of these sorts of things so that we know that it's happening. We can encourage people to go to them through things like this Arts Roundup, First Friday Roundup. And then also it'll be available via those digital means for people to know, hey, this is a place to go check out and see the really cool things that people are doing and are super artistic and amazing community.
Well, that is just terrific. And thank you so much for sharing that with us, Kathleen. I think you did great on your first Friday roundup. I appreciate you being here. Hope that felt good to you too.
Yeah, it did. Thank you so much, Shelley. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Well, until next time, have a great weekend. Well, it's not quite here yet, but enjoy the rest of the sunny weather and have a great time this first Friday. I know I will.
Excellent. Thank you. You too.
Take care.